Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 7th of June of the year 2020, or episode 159 of this year. Your guest today is celebrity Andy Zaltzman, just back from his stint judging the reality television competition show Best in Flow, eliminating competitors in the under-celebrated world of competitive artistic urination. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
It's great to be back, actually. It's great to be not doing that show anymore. It was emphatically not what I had been told it was going to be before agreeing to host it.
Yeah, you did look surprised in a lot of the episodes.
Well, I'd assumed it was a Florence Nightingale tribute show and that, you know, people would, you know, just do their best recreation of some of Nightingale's greatest pieces of nursing from both, you know, the Crimean War that turned her into a celebrity we know today and subsequently, or some of her groundbreaking statistics. But it turned out to be something entirely different, and a small but luckily successful court case ensued, and I was taken out of the...
Relieved of duty, as it were.
Well, relieved of duty for the following 9 series, which I had signed up for. So.
Well, I'm glad to have you back on the show. As always, on the weekends, because it's a weekend today, we take a step back from the poisoned chalice of the 24-hour news cycle to consult the fairy we made a deal with earlier that is the Weekend magazine. This week, our feature section is a sports section. But first, some headlines of features we won't have time for. In this Weekend magazine, a new installment in our Deeply Predictable Adventures series of profiles, where we follow the lives of people on what you could call surprising or unexpected life trajectories if you had little to no imagination. This week, the heartwarming story of banker Cody Monteith, who after 30 years in an investment bank, quit to become a part-time consultant while studying viticulture on his own wine estate in France. What a pivot. Also in the Weekend magazine, 5 mistakes you're making with your succulents right now, including naming them, not naming them, overwatering, underwatering, and not passing on compliments from Instagram. Also, a how-to guide for online condolences in the coronavirus era. Some really useful content there. But that's all the time we have for your feature section that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because luxury is just a word for something you can't afford yet. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Toy Time Kiducator Funderstanding Playset. For the hothouse child, you'll never leave alone with its thoughts. Toy Time Kiducator Funderstanding Playset includes a number of important learning modules barely disguised as fun for all ages. Toy Time Kiducator Funderstanding Playsets come in a variety of different age-appropriate modules, from the Press and Play Grammar Baby... Baby is hungry but can't eat until he's finished understanding conjunctive adverbs, to the maths debater for teens, Wow, look at this prime naked hottie. If the dildo they're using has a 2-centimeter radius and a 9-inch length, what's the volume of the dildo? The Toy Time Kiducator Funderstanding playset. You can't spell play without which letters of the alphabet? And sometimes you just can't resist poking a hot surface with the tip of your finger. Ow! What an idiot. If you've just burned the tip of your finger, try holding that finger in about half a glass of water for 10 to 15 minutes. Half a glass of water for home medicinal use. It's at the tip of your fingers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top feature section in This Weekend magazine. Top feature section is sport. Andy, with sport and various leagues beginning to resume, what can we expect from sport?
Well, Alice, as you say, leagues are beginning to resume, but in empty stadia. And when I say empty stadia, what I really mean is living metaphors for the aching void at the centre of humanity right now. And clearly, sport is having to make some changes. It's been a period of introspection for sport, as it has been for human beings. And we are seeing some changes, particularly in football. In the Norwegian top flight, that of course is a provincial league in the overall Vikingaligaen structure, in order to show the nation's appreciation for its health and care workers, before each match, all sides are being allocated by raffle a nurse, doctor or other health professional to play in their team. Mm. And they're taken from all the professionals across Norway. And these people have to play for at least 1 hour, so you can't just sub them off after 5 minutes pretending they're injured. In the Austrian Schnitzelliga, they're resuming the competition, but without goals, because researchers found that players tend to congregate in football matches around the goal area in a COVID-dangerous sub-2-metre proximity to each other. So they have resumed, and there have been, understandably, something of a glut of 0-0 draws. The French top division is that's back as well. Ligue 1, or to give it its official full French name, La Confluence Conglomérative des Organisations pour la Poursuivance de l'Activité Sportive ainsi qu'Athlétique qui s'en s'appelle Football, ou bien donc en français le ballon des pieds ambitifié pour l'assainement des meilleurs équipages des joueurs de cet sport entrant une saison complète des matchs footballistes avec contre tous les chaque autre chaque toutes les clubs participants en lesquelles division plus on haut que les autres. But we tend to call it Ligue 1. But anyway, in the spirit of the greater perspective of our times and seeing sport in its place in the broader canvas of humanity, Alice, they are banning traditional goal celebrations. So you're only allowed to celebrate if you celebrate not only the goal scored, but also some other non-football achievement or activity worthy of greater public recognition. So if you score a goal, you then have to mime being in an emergency fire response team or performing life-saving surgery on a trapped endangered heron or appropriately enough for the current situation, changing the sheets on a bed in a nursing home without distressing the confused patient, that kind of thing. So yeah, showing football is aware of its place in the broader human cosmos. Now, obviously, the enforced break, Alice, has given football time to come to terms with the fact that the sport has allowed itself to become a self-perpetuating plutocracy and reputation-laundering vehicle for despots and dastards. And club names from now are going to be forced to be upfront about the provenance of their ownership and sponsorship funding. So, well, here in England, we're looking forward to traditional names such as Ye Uniteds, Cities, Towns, Roverses, Argyles and Wanderers disappearing to be replaced by new club monikers such as the misogynist opportunists, the kleptocrats, the addiction fuelers, the life destroyers and the embezzlers. So it's a bit more honesty in the dialogue between football and its fans.
Yes, and it's interesting because there are other sports that are requiring less honesty in these audience-free times. Mixed martial arts, for example, normally being surrounded by a crowd sort of shields you from the reality of the crunching noises. So there's been a petition put forward to just pipe in crowd noises so you don't hear the bones breaking quite so loudly.
Right, yes. I mean, that's, it's very much, you know, that kind of level of euphemisation that is why we call sausages sausages and not probably edible death tubes. It's just one of the ways that we cocoon ourselves from the grim realities of reality. Of course, there's other sports that are trying to make themselves more exciting, like darts is actually adding in bone-crunching, face-coving sound effects to make it sound a bit more exciting in the absence of a crowd. Now, you mentioned the absence of crowds. Clearly, that's a massive problem for sport now as a TV spectacle, because that's that feeling of vicarious excitement that you get watching a crowd on a screen. So a lot of stadiums now, they've had all their seats painted green so they can be used as a green screen, which obviously became very popular during a lockdown. And now you can, if you're watching football on television, you can add your own background. So when the Premier League comes back, they'll give you a choice of footage of crowds from old matches, so you can choose the type of crowd that you want. You can get a nice, good-natured, rattle-waving, flat-cap-wearing, jolly old 1930s crowd applauding everything very enthusiastically. You can have the replica shirt-wearing, over-emotional, referee-griping modern crowd of recent times. Or you can even choose a traditional bit of hearty hooliganism from the 1970s or 1980s, a proper flobbing, seat-hurling, racist mob. So you can just you can put in an artificial crowd now, and it just adds that missing something that live sport is struggling without.
If I could make an artificial crowd for a football game, it would just be bemused dogs. 50,000 bemused going, why can't I play with that ball?
Well, there you go. I mean, this is the great thing now. Without a crowd, we can make sport be what we want it to be. And we could make it feel this idealistic vision that we have of it. So clearly in America, there's been a number of different problems in basketball. They've had a great problem we've heard a lot about wildlife moving back into urban spaces during lockdown because of the decrease in human activity. Well, in Madison Square Gardens, the home of the New York Knicks basketball team, a pair of Minuit's termagants, a local endangered bird species, have nested in one of the hoops. And as a protected species, they can't be moved. So when the NBA resumes, teams will only be allowed to shoot at the other end of the court. So it could be quite tricky for the basketballers. And in NFL, certainly coming back, looking ahead to their September resumption, they've introduced new helmets that are five times as big to help prevent the spread of the virus, just to keep people's heads surrounded by an absolutely giant kind of helmet.
And who knows, maybe it'll even start to protect from some of the long-term endemic brain damage that those lads suffer.
Well, I mean, obviously that's something that the game wants to guard against, because one of its the great reasons for its popularity is it's one of the few legal forms of watching young men suffer major cranial trauma that's that's still allowed under the law. And it comes at a cost in terms of players' balance as well. There could be quite a lot of extra slapstick and people just kind of knocking each other accidentally like Skittles. The cycling, the grand tours are going to resume, but with no bicycles, because obviously the hard surfaces of the bike can keep a virus on for a dangerously long time. So that's going to be a very different sport. And in bobsled, the four-man bob will now have to be at least 10 metres long to allow for 2 metres between each member of the team, plus space for them to keep all their stuff in the sled.
Oh, that'll make cornering tough.
They will, very difficult, because they've got to have space for their packed lunches and their backpacks and stuff. So it's different times. And Australian rules, as Alice, you as an Australian, obviously they're going to mandatory sleeves on shirts, and many people are seeing this as the death of the sport.
It's a lot of biceps doing the work in AFL in terms of watchability. That's all the time we have for our top feature in the Weekend magazine today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Now, remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter from Steve. Steve says, Alice guessed, more than likely Andy. Good pick, Steve. Chris, Harriet and Ped. Love the podcast, but can I just check how many days there are in the Last Post dimension? We're not going to address this again. This dimension is the dimension. At the end of every podcast, you state, we will be in your ears for 366 days this year. That's a paraphrase at best. And we'll be back tomorrow. Surely 366 days plus tomorrow would be 367 days. You've misunderstood the and in that sentence there, Steve. It's a subclause, not an addition problem. Also, when you look on the bright side, I assume you would call yourself a quarter glass full kind of girl and not a three quarter glass empty. I've said this again. Also before, I've said it's half the half glass of water is entirely full, half of air, half of water. Keep up the good work and good luck to Christopher, although what with, I don't know, Steve. What do you say to this kind of letter, Andrew?
Well, as the famous old saying goes, no one likes a pedant. Although that's not strictly true to say that absolutely no one likes a pedant. So let me make that clear.
Well, thank you so much for sending in your letter, Steve, even though I disagree with literally everything you've said and the ways in which you've said it and the very questions themselves. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. If you enjoyed him, you can go back in time and find previous Andrew episodes, including episode 125, episode 121, and episode 104. Some prime episodes there. Thank you for your great work today, Andrew. Would you like to tell people if you have anything to plug?
Well, obviously, as a celebrity, I don't want to necessarily plug my own stuff too much, apart from when I am contractually obliged to do it. But I am involved in a new charity called Take It Back. Now, this is a charity raising money for all the businesses that have been losing out during the current crisis because people are giving all their spare money to charities. So it's a charity basically trying to get people to give slightly less money to charity to keep the broader economy going. Good cause.
I mean, a beautiful cause right there. Yep. What a great cause. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage is available on Amazon Prime. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Jay Rayner, and I host the Out to Lunch podcast, where I take fabulous guests out for lunch and grill them to a turn. For now, whilst lockdown reigns supreme, we're staying in for lunch instead, and we've got great company. Fascinating people share only the best takeaways with me over webcam. Great food and insightful conversation with the likes of Gary Neville, Sharon Horgan, George Ezra, and Dieter Von Teese.
Have you ever had a cream pie in the face?
No! So if you, like me, enjoy food and are missing restaurants, subscribe to Out to Lunch with Jay Rayner, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.